Secretary Rumsfeld began a visit to Iraq today, just after some officials described plans to withdraw some U.S. troops by early next year. Officials say they can speak of that because the number of insurgent attacks has declined since Iraq's election. They also say many Iraqis have been trained to defend themselves. But there is another factor, the way this war has strained the U.S. Army, National Guard, and reserves. Here's NPR's Vicki O'Hara.
Senior military officials are very guarded about the possibility of a reduction of forces in Iraq. They won't talk numbers, and they make it very clear that any reduction would be contingent on conditions on the ground in Iraq. General Peter Schoomaker, the Army Chief of Staff, was asked yesterday whether he thinks a drawdown of forces would be feasible. He spoke at the American Enterprise Institute here in Washington.
If we continue to see the kind of great progress that's taken place in standing up Iraqi security services, as the political process takes traction, as they continue to stand up and mature, I would say yes. But in terms of the magnitude of it, that would be misleading for me to even guess.
Analysts and military officials say there are reasons to be encouraged. Iraqi security forces have taken responsibility for a few areas, for instance, and there are increasing reports that Iraqi civilians are turning on the insurgents. But Larry Goodson, a professor of Mideast Studies at the U.S. Army War College, says the talk of drawing down forces also is driven by concern about the U.S. Army.
You know, there are a range of factors in place, as well as I think the recognition in Congress and among the military that the operational tempo and the operational pattern is such that it can't really be sustained at the level that it's at indefinitely, either for the sake of the military or for the ongoing support from the U.S. public.
Even top Army officials acknowledge that the nation's ground forces are stretched to the limit. Some troops are serving their second and third deployments in Iraq. Officials report that retention of Army soldiers is good, but recruitment is down for both the active duty force and the National Guard and Reserve. Lieutenant General Franklin Hagenbeck, the Army's personnel chief, says the Army believes that its lengthy tour of duty, currently 12 months, is part of the problem.
We think that the length of tour does have an impact. And we've got some statistics that we run with our Army Research Institute, but what I would tell you is that we think that multiple shorter tours is the ideal way to go ultimately.
General Hagenbeck says the Army is exploring the possibility of 6- and 9-month deployments, but any change, he says, would depend on the ability of the military to reduce the size of its overall force in Iraq and Afghanistan. Retired General John Keane served as Army Vice Chief of Staff during the U.S. invasion of Iraq, so he is well aware of the problems facing the Army. During a conference at the American Enterprise Institute yesterday, Keane warned that the pressures on the military threaten the nation's all-volunteer force.
None of us who have lived with a draft military and a volunteer force want to give it up. But we could be forced to, because the sheer reality of sustaining the volunteer force may not be possible. That's the truth of it.
The strain is particularly hard on members of the National Guard and Reserve, many of whom never anticipated lengthy and repeated combat deployments. General Keane points out that when the United States engages in a military operation overseas, the other services go home after a while, but the Army stays in Korea, Bosnia, Kosovo, Honduras, and now Iraq and Afghanistan.
I had that discussion with Secretary Rumsfeld about maintaining the quality of volunteer force, not understanding we were going to fight an insurgency in Iraq. All I thought we would do is a very robust stability operation centered around the political and physical reconstruction of a nation, a much larger commitment that we had experienced in Bosnia and Kosovo. And I thought that would be enough to challenge the volunteer force.
Despite the pressures on the Army, no one in the military leadership is talking about a full withdrawal from Iraq. The general consensus is that U.S. forces at some level are likely to be there for a long time to come. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.